Good morning. Today's daf and Nazir's Dalet. We're starting with the Mishnah today on Gimel Amud Beis. We are obviously here in the first parak of the Masechta, and we're going through some of the basics regarding Nazirus. So far, what we've covered is the declaration. Exactly what does the declaration need to be stated in order for you to be accepting upon yourself to become a Nazir? So that was the first Mishnah, and good, and completed. I already noted, usually you find the beginning of the Masechta, that first sugya is always going to be long. It's a pretty good rule, but with every rule there's exceptions, and here's an exception. Here the first sugya of Nazir went all of two block. Okay, good. And so now we are up to the next part. Now, so before we start with this next Mishnah, so things we already know, and that is that when you're a Nazir, so it encapsulates 3 points of action or withdrawal. And that is, number one, you're not allowed to eat any grapes or any grape products. So in other words, primarily wine, but it's not just wine. In other words, anything that comes from the grape and the grape itself. In fact, the Torah goes on to describe that you can't have the grape seed, you can't have the grape skin. Okay, so in other words, so anything that is a grape or a grape product is going to be usher to you. Good, that's number one. Number two is that you can't cut your hair. So any kind of cutting of your hair is going to be forbidden. Number three is that you can't be metam lemeis. Okay, those are the three aspects of a Nazir. So with that in mind, so now in terms of the declaration, the formal declaration of becoming a Nazir, so instead of saying, I'm going to be a Nazir, let's just simply say, I'm going to give you an example of things I'm not going to do. So if you cite the example, does that make you a Nazir? That's our Mishnah. Hareini Nazir min ha-chatzanim min ha-zagim, u min ha-tagalachas, u min ha-tumah. Hareize Nazir v'chol tiktukin, Nazir salav. So the Mishnah says it, that if a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir from chatzanim, right? For today, let's say chatzanim are grape seeds. Okay, I could be wrong. In fact, I have a really good feeling. It's machlokus later in the Masechta, whether chatzanim or the grape seeds or the grape skins. Okay, for our purposes today, let's call them the grape seeds. So, Arani Nazir min chatzanim. I'm going to be a Nazir from grape seeds. Umin azagim. Or let's say I'm going to be a Nazir from grape skins. Or min ataglachas. So I'm going to be a Nazir from taglachas, from cutting my hair. Or min atuma. I'm going to be a Nazir. I'm not going to go to a cemetery. And that's a very specific example. It just simply means I'm not going to be metame meis. Harei zeh nazir v'chol deitukin nazirus alav. Even though you gave but one example, meaning the Mishnah over here is not talking about the individual who says all three, but rather we're talking about the individual who just gives one of the examples. It doesn't matter. As long as you say I'm going to be a nazir, and even though you only gave one of the examples, you're going to be a nazir in total. And you're going to be bound by all the rules of nazirus. It's really straightforward Mishnah. And it's a machlokus. The Gemara right away tells us it's a machlokus. Masis in the local Rabbi Shimon de Tanya. So here in the Braisa, it opens up to a machlokus hatanayim, whether in fact this is a acceptable form of acceptable declaration of Nazirus. Rabbi Shimon Amar Enoch Haivach Yadamikulam. According to Shitas Rabbi Shimon, so when do you become a Nazir? Only when you articulate and state all three. Meaning, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could be a Nazir really simply, and that is by simply saying, "I'm going to be a Nazir." That in of itself works. According to Rabbi Shimon, once you start giving examples of what it means to be a Nazir, you have to give all three. According to Rabbi Shimon, if I say I'm only going to be a Nazir from grapes by itself, you're not going to be a Nazir. So once you give examples for Rabbi Shimon, you must give all three, otherwise you're not a Nazir. V'rabbanan amri afilo lo Nazir ala b'chad min ha'on ave Nazir. And what the Chachamim will tell you is that no, even though you gave but one example of what it means to be a Nazir, you're a Nazir in total. Now, my time with the Rabbi Shimon. And so now, here we go. Meaning, for the rest of our first sugya of this morning, we're just going to go through the classic back and forth. Meaning, so we now know we have two shitas out there. We have the Chachamim, we have Rabbi Shimon. We have our Stam Mishnah, which follows the shita of the Chachamim. And so now, this is classic. The Gemara is going to go over the back and forth, meaning, where does Rabbi Shimon generate his position from? Where did the Chachamim generate their position from? And then the classic ping pong of the Gemara, what does each do with the other source? Okay. This is as textbook a Gemara as we could come up with. So my time at the Rabbi Shimon, so what's the basis for Rabbi Shimon? I'm a krab, mikol asher yaseh, migefen hayayin, mechartzanim ve'adzag. So for the Shita Rabbi Shimon, so we're going to be focusing on mikol. Mikol asher yaseh, migefen hayayin, mechartzanim ve'adzag. So from everything that is produced from the chartzan until the zag. Again, for today, we're going to say chartzan is the seed and the zag is the skin. So everything from, right, what we in English say soup to nuts. So here, now we're going to borrow that phrase and we're going to say everything from seed to skin, right? That's basically how you read the pasuk. And so what Rabbi Shimon learns from that pasuk is that when do you become a Nazir? When you talk about the totality of being a Nazir. Now, as you think about it, you're hopefully wondering to yourself, the pasuk's only talking about one of the three aspects of being a Nazir. Meaning there are three aspects to being a Nazir. Meaning if you wanted a source for Rabbi Shimon, probably what you wanted to hear is something along the lines of, when do you become a Nazir? When you talk about the grapes and the haircut and the Tumas Mace. Meanwhile, the pasuk over here is only talking about the grapes. So Tosos already is sensitive to that. Tosos points out that even though the pasuk itself is only focusing on the grapes, but the pasuk does say the word mikol. And so the mikol means is that once you were going to give examples, you have to give all three examples. Okay, good. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. And v'rabbanan mai taima. And now we're going to go and present the shita of the chachamim, the basis for the shita of the chachamim. So amakra, miyayin v'shechar yazir. He nazired himself, right? I know it's funny, but he nazired himself from yain v'shechar. So from wine and wine. Okay, we're going to be hearing the words yain and shechar multiple times throughout the Masechta. So in the context of a nazir, both yain and shechar are wine. Yain translates as new wine, shechar translates as old wine, but in the context of a nazir, they're both wine. The word shechar sometimes can mean other intoxicating drinks. The word shechar really comes from the word shechrus. It means intoxication. So generally speaking, anything that intoxicates is going to be shechar. Okay, in more modern Hebrew, shechar is a reference to beer. Okay, but in the context of a nazir, shechar is wine. So the pasuk says, "Mi yain v'shechar yazir." He abstained from yain and shechar, and specifically mi yain v'shechar from, which means that even though you only gave but one example, you become a nazir. That's the source for the Chachamim. Okay, so we have right now two shitas in front of us, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. We have now sources, competing sources, one for Rabbi Shimon and the other for Chachamim. And here we go. So we're going to now, just from here until the next Mishnah, we're just going to go back and forth. What does each shita do with the other's pasuk? Gemara continues. Rabbi Shimon nami haksiv miyayin v'shecha yazir. So what does Rabbi Shimon do with the source of the Chachamim? Hal mi baile la'asor yayin mitzvah kiyayin v'shos. So according to Rabbi Shimon, what the Torah is coming to do is tell us the following, and that is that when you become a Nazir, you become prohibited from all wines, optional wine, and even mitzvah wine. So the pasuk is there to teach me that when you're a Nazir, so abstention from wine is a total abstention, which means that even if there is a mitzvah to drink wine, you're not allowed to drink wine. Okay, now, the Gemara would like now identification. When is there a mitzvah to drink wine? Every suggestion we're about to make is going to be wrong. Sorry. I usually have an optimistic view of all of us. Our suggestions are going to be wrong. First of all, if you want to suggest a dalkosis, which the Gemara is not even going to suggest. Dalkosis is the mitzvah d'Rabban, it's not a mitzvah d'Araisa. Over here, we're darshaning psukim in the Torah. So the example we're going to have to give of an opportunity to drink wine and it's a mitzvah of the Torah has to be where it's a Torah mitzvah, meaning otherwise we're not learning it from the psukim. So dalkosis on Pesach is a din de rabbanan, so that's not going to be a good example. So hopefully what you're thinking now is what the Gemara is thinking, and that is, I know when there's a mitzvah to drink wine, and that's going to be Friday night when we make Kiddush. In fact, the Gemara says exactly that. Mayhi kiddushta v'avdalta. So Kiddush and Avdalta are examples where it's a mitzvah d'araisa to drink wine. Now, is that true? So that's the next lines of the Gemara. Hare mushba v'amei alav mehar Sinai. So the Gemara says, okay, but the Torah already bound us by oath that we are supposed to drink it. Now, I read the Gemara the way Tosos originally read the Gemara, and Tosos is very, very bothered by that reading of the Gemara. So I'm just going to skip. In other words, right now, there's a whole Tosos to go through. I strongly recommend you see the Tosos inside. I'm just going to skip to the bottom of the Tosos, and that is, let's read the Gemara a little bit differently right now. I'm going to inflect a little bit differently. And that is, Hare Mushba V'Omeid Alav Mehar Sinai, meaning does the Torah tell us that we have to drink wine for Kiddush and Avdalah? Right, rhetorical question, meaning it's not a mitzvah of the Torah to drink wine for Kiddush and Avdalah. And to be clear, and by the way, what the way I just read the Gemara is, she says, Rabbeinu Tam, and to be clear. Kiddush and Avdala are mitzvahs. Absolutely. And not only that, Kiddush and Avdala are mitzvahs daraisa. Right? When Shabbos comes. It happens to be. Shabbos is coming today. Right? That's my big prediction. And I'm going to be right. I'm going to be right. So Shabbos is coming. And so when Shabbos comes tonight, so what do we have to do in order for Shabbos to come? The answer, of course, is nothing. Meaning Shabbos is coming, whether we like it or not, whether we're prepared or not, Shabbos is coming. But meanwhile, at the same time, however, there is a mitzvah to be mekadesh. So we have to sanctify Shabbos. There are two aspects to Shabbos. There's Shamor and Zachor. Shamor are all the low sases, that's the lavim, that's the negatives, and then there's Zachor, which is the positive. What positive mitzvah is there for Shabbos? To be mekadesh, to sanctify Shabbos. Now, so there is a mitzvah daraisa to sanctify Shabbos. That is a given. What does that mean? What is sanctification of Shabbos? Mina Torah sanctification of Shabbos is bedibor. In other words, in speech. So what you're going to do is that you're going to pronounce tonight that today is Shabbos. Okay? And and your pronouncement that today is Shabbos is now being mekadesh Shabbos. Now, is Shabbos going to be holy even without your sanctification? The answer, of course, is yes. That doesn't matter. There's still a mitzvah of the Torah to go ahead and to sanctify Shabbos. But in other words, but the mitzvah in of itself is speech and articulation. Everyone must articulate. Now, when I say everyone must articulate, so what do? We go home after Shalom Shabbos and we make Kiddush. We make a pronouncement. So usually what's going to happen is, not usually, always, what's going to happen is that one person will make the pronouncement. Everyone's going to listen. But by everyone listening, so it's as if they're saying it as well.
When you eat dessert, you're supposed to say the Kovit Shabbos Kodesh.
Yeah, perfect. That's true. But that's not relevant to our discussion. So the good. So there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shabbos, and it's a mitzvah daraisa. And then when we make Kiddush, we do it over a cup of wine. So that's not midaraisa. And again, even though I know that there are some shitas out there that say that the wine aspect is a daraisa, I'm reading the Gemara today like Rabbeinu Tam, okay, and I am simplifying, okay. So there is the mitzvah of having Kiddush over a cup of wine is a derabbanan. You'll notice every time we want to make something more significant. So what the Chachamim did is they attached wine to it. Okay, you're gonna marry off your kid. So and you're gonna say the Birchas Erusin, do it over a cup of wine, right? You're gonna have a Bris Mila, do it over a cup of wine. Meaning make the brachas over a cup of wine. Vechule vechule. In other words, there are many examples like that. So in other words, wine is given to something in order for it to be more significant, more important. But the wine itself is not a din daraisa. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Let's read that into the Gemara. So when the Gemara says, okay, so when is, meaning according to Rabbi Shimon, what am I generating from the pasuk of Yain V'Shecher Yazir? Why Yain V'Shecher Yazir for Rabbi Shimon? Let's go back to the beginning of the entire sugya. According to Rabbi Shimon, in order for it to become a Nazir, you must articulate every one of the examples. Giving one of the three examples is insufficient. And Rabbi Shimon had a pasuk that supported that, Mikol. And according to Rabbi Shimon, we have now the counter pasuk of Miyayim V'Shecher Yazir. He's learning out a different halacha. What's the different halacha he's learning? That when you become a Nazir, so now you're bound by the Torah where you can't drink wine, not for Rishus and not even for mitzvah. And what we're struggling to do right now is, give me an example where drinking wine is a mitzvah daraisa. So we tried Kiddush V'Avdala and it didn't work because it's not a mitzvah daraisa. So the Gemara says, Ela ki hada amarev, so we're on the top of Dala Med Aleph. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll give you an example. And that is Shvua Sheshta V'chazav Amar Harini Nazir. Okay, so you make a Shvua that you're going to drink wine. Okay, so it's simple to generate a mitzvah daraisa to drink wine via Shvua. You make an oath that you're going to drink wine. That now is a mitzvah daraisa to drink the wine because of your Shvua. Your Shvua creates a mitzvah daraisa. And now when you say you're going to become a Nazir, now that Nazirus is going to go ahead and prohibit you from drinking that wine, even though it's a mitzvah to do that. So, Amar Rav Shvua Sheshtav HaChazav Amar Heini Nazir Asiya Nazirus Chayla Shvua. Good. So that is now the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. That's why I have the Pasuk of Miyayin V'Shecher Yazir. V'Rabbananami Hami Baile Lesser Yayin Mitzvah Kiyayin Rishus. So the Gemara says, okay, now for the Chachamim, you know they agree to that halacha. So don't they need the pasuk for that particular halacha? The Gemara says no. Imkei lemakra miyayin. Mai v'shecher shamas miyay tarte. So according to the Chachamim, we have the double language. You have yayin and you have shechar. So for the Chachamim, what do we learn? 2 points. So from one of them, we learn that when you become a Nazir and you only point to one of the examples, you're going to become a Nazir, our Mishnah's point. And now we're going to learn a second halacha together. Notably, that when you become a Nazir, you're prohibited from drinking wine, even if it's Yain Shel Mitzvah. Okay, 2 points. V'Rabbi Shimon, Hainu Taima Dekastav Shechel Alufei Shechel Shechel HaMikdash. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, what do I do with that Yain V'Shechar? What do I do with that double Lashon? So for Rabbi Shimon, what I do with that double Lashon is I learn out a different halacha. And notably, Shechel Shechel HaMikdash. So we now know that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, right? That's our Masechta. That's what we've been talking about. We also know that when you're a Kohen, and presumably even if you're not a Kohen as well, and you go into the Beis HaMikdash intoxicated, so you're violating a significant Isser in the Torah. So, what kind of intoxicant are you prohibited from going into the Beis HaMikdash? Dichsiv yain v'shechal teish ato v'necha itecha ma gabi nazir yain hu delitzer av al shar mashkin lo af gabi mikdash nami yain hu delitzer av al shar mashkin hamishtakrin lo. So according to Rabbi Shimon, what we're learning is the following. A Nazir is not allowed to get drunk. That's incorrect. That's not a correct sentence. A Nazir is not allowed to drink wine to intoxicate him. Other intoxicants, a Nazir can do. And it's really, when you think about it, it's a little bit strange. Meaning the whole idea behind a Nazir is that he saw the Sota, the intoxicants got the Sota to that point, he's not going to have any intoxicants, right? Yes and no. Meaning that's a lovely idea. It's a correct idea. But at the same time, however, now we get to halacha. And halacha sometimes is just very, very black and white. And over here, the Torah says, what can't a yain not drink? Wine. Wine and wine. Again, yain is new wine, shecher is old wine, but wine. And so that means to say that the Nazir is only prohibited from drinking wine. Other intoxicants would be fine. And what Rabbi Shimon says is once we know that regarding the Nazir, we know the same thing is true regarding going into the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, if you're drunk on anything other than wine, you're not subject to the law in the Torah of going to the Beis HaMikdash while under the influence. The only time you get slapped with a penalty is only when you drink wine. That is Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Is everyone in agreement? Nope. Ula fukim mid Rav Yehuda detanya Rav Yehuda omer achal devei lekila v'shasa devash v'chalav v'nechnas lemikdash chayev. According to Rav Yehuda, so when going into the Beis HaMikdash, all intoxicants are going to put you under the penalty. Meaning, according to Rav Yehuda, if you're under the influence of any intoxicant, not just wine, but wine and any other intoxicant, the Gemara gives funny examples, by the way. The Gemara talks about dates and milk as being forms of intoxicants. Okay, right now I'm drinking coffee with a little bit of milk in it. Okay, and my head's pretty clear for the most part. So I know the Gemara's examples of intoxicants are funny examples to us, but back then it must have been that these were intoxicating foods. Okay, whatever the case is, the point is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, all intoxicants will make you subject to the penalty of going into the Beis HaMikdash. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda does not learn that Gzeira Shava. Okay. So anyway, so what comes out over here is as follows. So we are still right now currently in the middle of ping pong. Where? What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the Chachamim's Pasuk? And what does the Chachamim do with Rabbi Yehuda's Pasuk? And we've been spending most of our time this morning going over this specifically, Miyayin V'Shecher Al Tesht. No, I did that wrong. Miyayin V'Shecher Yazir. Okay, that's better. So Miyayin V'Shecher Yazir, what do we learn out from that? So according to the Chachamim, we learn out from that is examples, meaning even though you become a Nazir and you only give one example, you're still going to be subject to becoming a Nazir. And according to Rabbi Shimon, no. Once you give examples, you have to give all three examples. Good. And the back and forth that we've just been covering. What do I do with that extra Yayin V'Shecher? So we saw what we do with it according to Rabbi Shimon. We saw what we do with it according to the Chachamim. E by Yasema. The Gemara says, alternatively, here's what I could suggest. And that is, Rabbi Shimon Leisa Yisr Chalal Isser. So it could very well be that just on the top of the Amud, we said that what does Rabbi Shimon do with the Pasuk of Miyayin V'Shecher Yazir? So, and that is to prohibit mitzvahs yayin ki mitzvahs, I'm sorry, to prohibit yayin rishus like yayin mitzvah. Or, let me say it better, yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. The Gemara now is suggesting that maybe Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Isser Chalal Isser. Okay, and that means as follows. The idea over here is that once something is prohibited, so he can't superimpose another prohibition on top of it. That's the principle of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So Detanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now, this idea of Rabbi Shimon, that ain iser chalal iser, meaning what do we normally say? So we normally say ain iser chalal iser. You cannot have one prohibition superimposed on top of another one. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ochel nevela b'yom ha-kippur and pater. The classic example which the Gemara gives over here is the following, and that is that you eat non-kosher food on Yom Kippur. Okay, it's fair to say you're not having the best Yom Kippur. Okay, but we are right now just dealing with concepts and principles, and that is that the nevela is already prohibited to you, and you ate on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur introduces a new prohibition. You're not allowed to eat food on Yom Kippur. So now eating food on Yom Kippur is an iser kares. And also, aside from the fact that it's an Issa Karis, it comes with it its own penalty. And so now what happens when I eat Nevela on Yom Kippur? Am I going to be subject to Yom Kippur Isurim? According to Rabbi Shimon, the answer is no. Right? Rabbi Shimon says that if you eat Nevela on Yom Kippur, you're going to be Pater. Meaning Pater vis-a-vis Yom Kippur. Obviously, you ate Nevela, that's a law in of itself. But what Rabbi Shimon will tell you is, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. You cannot superimpose one Isser on top of another Isser. Once something is prohibited to you, there's no more room for another iser to land on it. Okay, it's a funny way to look at it, but right, that's generally speaking how I present it. And now what does that mean? It means that we're going to go back to the suggestion that we made on the top. Well, you know, if the wine is already prohibited to you, or if there's a mitzvah to drink the wine, so what's the nazir going to do? The nazir is going to go and overlap and overlay on top of it. The Gemara is now suggesting, nah. Meaning, once you have something bound by either an isser or a mitzvah, you can't have something coming on and overlaying on top of it. Okay? That is the alternative suggestion according to Rabbi Shimon. Ula rabbanan amiyaksi mikol asher yasem migefen hayayin. Okay, now. All that was an explanation for Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the pasuk of Miyain v'shecher yazir? And now we're going to go in the other direction. According to the Chachamim, who say that all you need to do is give one example of being a nazir, and now you become a nazir in total. What does the Chachamim do when Mikol Asher Yasem Yigefen Ayayin? So I'm the Rabban and Hasan Limed Al Isur Nazir Shemit Starfim Zeim Zeh. So for the Chachamim, you know what the Torah is telling me? Mikol Asher Yaseh? It's telling me about the concept of Hitzdarfus. What's the concept of Hitzdarfus? It's actually very simple. Hitzdarfus means that when I take a little bit of grape, together with a little bit of seed, together with a little bit of skin, and I add it all together, if the sum total of all those ingredients come out to a kezias, so now you are going to be prohibited. You're going to violate the prohibition of Nazirus. That's it. You are over the Isser of Nazirus for eating a collection of them. Okay, now, hopefully you're wondering to yourself, even if I eat less than a kezias, isn't that an iser? Sure. And chatzi shir is aser min haTorah, machlokas amoraim. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is in fact aser min haTorah. But to get malchus, you must eat a kezias. And for so, according to the Chachamim, you know what Mikol is coming to tell me? Mitztarif. You'll take a little bit of seed, you'll take a little bit of the grape, you'll take a little bit of the skin, you put it all together. If it totals the kezias, that's it. You're subject to malchus. And Rabbi Shimon lays a tziruf. Now, as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, he doesn't need a pasuk for tziruf. Why? Because for Rabbi Shimon, there is no tziruf. What does that mean? They're telling you, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shehu lamakos lo amru kezias ala linyan karbon. According to Rabbi Shimon, do you know when you need a shear? I know this is going to sound funny. You don't. You don't need a shear for Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, you eat, if you're a nazir, and you eat just the smallest amount of grape, you were warned, witnesses, congratulations, you're going to get malchus. Okay? For Rabbi Shimon, there is no shear. Now, I say that, by the way, knowing that for Rabbi Shimon, there is shear. Meaning, shear is significant even according to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara just taught us that for Rabbi Shimon, there is a shear for carbon. In other words, there is a threshold of a volume that you must eat in order to bring a carbon. But when it comes to a nazir, what carbon is there? I know this is going to sound funny. There's no carbon. There's no carbon by nazir. Meaning when you conclude nazirus, so you're going to bring a carbon. But when you violate nazirus, there's never a carbon to be brought. In other words, the only punishment that you're looking at when you violate nazirus is only going to be malchus. No. So for Rabbi Shimon and for malchus, there is no shear. So he doesn't need a pasuk for tziruf, Because for Rabbi Shimon, there's simply no there's no concept of tziruf as it relates to malchus. Any amount is subject to malchus. Okay. That kind of takes us to the end of the first sugya, and I admit, that was a lot of back and forth, that was a lot of ping pong. I recommend, go back, do it again, and then do it again. Meaning, but once you see it, it's actually pretty clear. Again, the outline is very simple. In the Mishnah, we learned that if you become a Nazir and you only identify one of the three examples of what it means to be a Nazir, you're a Nazir in total. And what we did in the Gemara is present to Machlokas Tanayim. It's a Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. According to the Chachamim, that is the viewpoint of our Mishnah. And according to Rabbi Shimon, once you give examples, you must give all three examples. You have to give the example of wine, haircut, and Tumas Mace. Then and only then do you become a Nazir. Otherwise, you're not a Nazir in total. And then the Gemara just simply gave the supporting psukim that supports the Chachamim and the supporting pasuk that supports Rabbi Shimon. And then the Gemara did its classic back and forth. What does each do with the other's pasuk? Good. That's the outline of the Gemara. But then there's a lot of details, and I admit that was a little bit of a complicated piece. Harini Kishem Shon. Next Mishnah. Okay, this is really funny because there's more than one type of Nazir. You read the Psukim in the Torah, so what kind of impression do we get when you read the Psukim in the Torah? Again, there are 21 Psukim to read. Okay? Terms of Torah Shebichsav, that's a lot for one particular topic. But when you read the Psukim, it sounds like there's one, in other words, once you become a Nazir, that's it. There's one flavor of Nazir. Okay, what we're going to learn in today's daf, not one, three. Three different types of being a Nazir. I know there's a possibility to add a fourth category as well, but for today, let's just call out three. There are three types of Naziris. There's standard Nazir, which is what we've been talking about, and pretty much what we will be talking about throughout this Masechta, and that is what the Torah describes. You're going to be a Nazir for a term. 30 days, right? It could be longer. You can make it for 7 years, whatever. But in other words, it's term Naziris for a period of time. And during that period of time, so again, the three Surim that we've been describing. Then there's Nazir Shimshon. So where does that come from? My best answer is, sounds like it comes from Shimshon. Meaning Shimshon, which we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about more tomorrow than today. So Shimshon basically serves as a model for a new type of Naziris. Now I say new, by the way. I don't really mean new. Meaning new to us. Okay. But in other words, did Nazir Shimshon exist before Shimshon? I wish I had the answer. I wish I could definitively tell you the answer to that question. Not sure. But anyway, the Nazir Shimshon. And then a third type of Nazir, which sounds very similar to Nazir Shimshon, and that's Nazir Olam. I'm going to become a Nazir for the rest of my life. Now, I know that sounds a lot like Nazir Shimshon. In fact, in a Mishnah coming up in just a few minutes from now, we're going to highlight and identify their subtle differences between Nazir Shimshon and Nazir Olam. But there are two other forms of Naziris other than the standard one that we are introduced to in the Psukim in the Torah. So, it's funny, the Mishnah just kind of expects us to know this already. Okay, good. So, every now and then I become useful. I just give a brief introduction before we do the Mishnah. So, the Mishnah starts off, Harini Kishimshon Kebena Manoch Kebal Delila Kimisha Akar Delaso Zazu Kimisha Nikru Plishtim Eseinav Harizan Nazir Shimshon. Okay. So first of all, how do you become Nazir Shimshon? So here in the Perek, we're looking at declarations that make you a Nazir. So what's the proper declaration in order for you to become a Nazir Shimshon? So if you say, Hare Kishimshon, Kiben Manoch Kebal Delila. So I'm going to give you the punchline, meaning I'm just, right, it's a short Gemara, but I'm reading the Mishnah now as the Gemara tells us to read the Mishnah. Those first three examples have to be bundled together. It is not enough to simply say, I'm going to be like Shimshon. That's insufficient. Gemara is going to explain why. Or if you say Ben Manoach, not enough. Or if you say the husband of Delilah, also not enough. You need to say all three.
But Shimshon was selected to be a Nazir. So again,
tomorrow's daf. Okay, good. Good. So Kemisha Akar, Delasos Aza, the one who uprooted the doors of Aza. Or Kemisha Nikru Plishim Asenav, or the one whose eyes were gouged by the Plishtim. So those two examples don't need to be bundled. Meaning if I say either one of them, that already is enough identification. We know who we're talking about. So I raise a Nazir Shimshon. So really now, even though the Mishnah gave us five different ways of declaration, the first three you bundle together, and then four or five by itself would be sufficient. Now, lama lemistik kol halan tzrich and diyamar in a kishim shon hava amina shim shon achrina. Kamash malan keben manoch. Vita, vitana keben manoch hava amina. Ike dimitkare hachi. So if I said Shimshon, you know, plenty of Shimshons going around. And if I said Ben Manoach, maybe I'm talking about a guy, Stam, called Ben Manoach. Kamash malan kebal delila. So now when I say, and again, I'm reading the Gemara like Tosos right now, right? I already said on day one, right? My general presentation of the Gemara here in Nazir is going to be following Tosos. So if I say one or two or three, insufficient. I have to say one and two and three. I have to say all of them, then and only then do I become a Nazir Shimshon. Once I say all three, it then becomes tantamount to saying, Kamish Nikru Plishim Esenav. You know, the one who the Plishim gavjat his eyes. Meaning, once I give that example is so specific, right? How many other people do we know who's got their eyes gavjat by the Plishim? Meaning of infamy. So the answer, of course, is Shimshon. If I just identify just simply Shimshon by itself, okay, I know a couple. We have one living right here in Boca, right? Believe it or not. So fine. And if I say Ben Manoch by itself, not enough. I say the husband of Delilah. I know this one's funny, by the way. I don't know that many Delilahs going around. But if I say the husband of Delilah, also insufficient. So the first three have to be bundled together. Alternatively, if I give actual examples of anecdotes that occurred in Sefer Shoftim, that by itself also would be good enough. Okay, good. So now what the Mishnah just basically sprung on us is there's another form of Nazirus. It's called Nazir Shimshon. And the Mishnah expects that we knew that already. And the Mishnah just is going over what's the formal declaration. Next Mishnah. Ma bein Nazir Olam LaNazir Shimshon. You know there's a difference between Nazir Olam Nazir Shimshon. Now, if the previous Mishnah sprung on us, this Mishnah over here just like came out of nowhere. Meaning this Mishnah says, oh, by the way, there's another type of Nazir. It's called Nazir Olam. Right? You knew that? Again, if you're reading Chumash, right? I didn't know that. In other words, who's Nazir Olam? Where does that come from? Okay, good. So the Mishnah just expects that we knew that because the only thing the Mishnah now is telling us is that there's a subtle difference between Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Olam. They're both indefinite. However, what's the difference? The Mishnah goes on to explain. Nazir Olam hichbitzaro meka batar. Umevi shalsh behemos. So when you're a Nazir Olam, so what's going to happen is you're indefinite Nazir. Your hair is going to get long. So can you trim? Sure, you can trim. If it gets too heavy on you, you can trim. But when you do, you're going to bring the three karbanos as if you're completing and concluding your naziros. Now you're not, by the way, because you're nazir olam, right? So I know it sounds funny, and what you're going to then do is you'll bring your karbanos and you'll continue your naziros. I know it sounds weird. So the imnit ma may be karban tuma. Now same thing also. Now what if you become tameh? Okay, so you bring your nazir tuma. Now, your Nazir Tumah allows you to do what? To restart your count. Over here, you're not counting. You're going to be a Nazir for the rest of your life. But it doesn't matter. For Nazir Olam, even though it is indefinite, it's indeterminate. However, Legabe the Karbanos, you're going to treat it as if there's a term. Okay? Nazir Shimshon, Ichbitzara Nemekel, Veimnit Ma'ina Mevi Karban Tumah. Nazir Shimshon, on the other hand, so we do not treat it like an indefinite with terms. We treat it like an indefinite, and it's indefinite. Meaning, can you get a haircut? Can you trim? Never. Are you going to bring a carbon if you're metami tumas mace? No. No. In other words, you're just a nazir for the rest of your life, period.
Is it only the hair, or is it also the wine? And...
Okay, good. So it sounds, no. In other words, it sounds like all three. All three for the rest of your life. Nazir Olaman Dekashme Chesur Mechzavachi Ketani. Finally, the Gemara over here says, wait, Nazir Olam, where did that come from? Now, it's funny, by the way, because we could have asked the same question on the previous Mishnah, meaning, where's Nazir Shimshon coming from? Like, who mentioned Nazir Shimshon? But over here, though, Nazir Olam comes up in the Mishnah, like, really with, like, no introduction. So the Gemara says, okay, v'achi, so chesur mechzer v'achi ketani, good. So there's missing in the Mishnah, we have to add. And again, when I say that, you already know. All right, Baruch Hashem, we do this a lot. Right? When we talk about missing parts of the Mishnah, does it mean it's actually missing? Or does it mean no, it's not actually missing? It's that every time you read the Mishnah, you have to interpret and add the following interpretation to the Mishnah. Okay. You know, that's a machlokus in terms of what's the proper way of understanding chesur mechzera. Anyway, Halmer harini nazir olam hariza nazir. Ma be nazir olam nazir shimshon. Good. So first you'll put in a header in the Mishnah that if you're nazir olam, you're nazir indefinitely for the rest of your life. And now, good. Now with that header, so let me think. Wait a second. The previous Mishnah told me about nazir shimshon. This Mishnah now is telling me about nazir olam. Sounds similar. That gets us now to the Mishnah. What's the difference? So nazir olam yichbit zara meikel batar mevi shalosh behemas v'im nidma mevi karben tuma. Nazir shimshon yichbit zara eina meikel batar v'einu mevi karben tuma. Okay, good. And then I'm not going to translate because then now all you do now is you just read the Mishnah. Good. So we're on the top of Dalam and Beis, top line. And so now a little more discussion. So you're a nazir shimshon. What does that mean? It means now that haircut, never. How about trimming the hair? No. In other words, your hair is going to grow for the rest of your life. Okay? It'll be a little bit uncomfortable, I would imagine. But okay, you're nazir shimshon.
You're not allowed to use a scissors, but you're allowed to use a razor.
Where did that come from? Huh? What? You're allowed to use a razor?
It says here you're allowed to use a razor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, good.
It says, Nakal Kahabara, Mabi Shalos.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I got this one right. Right, for Nazir Shimshon, nothing. You can't, no trimming. If I'm wrong, please correct me afterwards. So, or correct me now, but I think I'm right. Anyway, carbon udalamaisi of Nazir is chayla alaha. Okay, so you don't bring a carbon, but the Nazir is chayla alaha. So, but in other words, he's going to be a Nazir. Meaning, when it comes to a Nazir Shimshon, so if you become Tamei Meis, so do you bring a carbon? The answer is definitively no. What's not clear in the Mishnah, can you become Tamei Meis? Meaning basically what Alan asked just moments earlier. Meaning are all aspects of Naziris going to be on Nazir Shimshon? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what, it's machlokas, money. Masisun lo Rebbe Yehuda v'lo Rebbe Shimon. So.
You're talking about the Olam, not the
Alan, that's a good clarification. Okay, good. So, money must listen lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Shimon d'Tanya. The Gemara now brings the following machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda omer nazir shimshon mutar l'tam l'meisim. She came on sin b'shimshon shenitma. Okay. So here now we're exposing ourselves to the following machlokas. Is a nazir shimshon allowed to become tamei meis? Now, we don't have a lot to work with. Meaning, is nazir shimshon in the Torah? Meaning in Chumash? The answer, of course, is no. Our first time that we're introduced to nazir shimshon is with Shimshon. So, and I should have said this yesterday, but I could say this for tomorrow. So you want to prepare for tomorrow? So read 4 Prakim and Sefer Shoftim. I say that not joking, meaning I'm really talking to me. Meaning the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th Prakim of Sefer Shoftim. So that's prep work for tomorrow's daf. And what we will be seeing together is that it's our first and only window into what it means to be Nazir Shimshon. And so we're going to see this a little bit today, a lot more tomorrow. So if the halachas of Nazir Shimshon are learned from Shimshon, so let's take a look at Shimshon. Okay. Did he get a haircut? Never. Well, he didn't. Okay. Okay, good. Good. It seems like I'm not the only one who read. Okay, good. So, but no. In other words, he wasn't supposed to get a haircut for his whole life. Was he metamila mace? That's not clear. It's not clear. And, huh, what? Good. Good. Perfect. The Gemara is going to make your point. Good. So was he metamila mace? So it's not clear. And because it's not clear, machlokes hatanaim. I say that, by the way, I don't mean it exactly the way I said it. It's not because it's not clear it's a machlokas, meaning it's a machlokas, And the machlokas is generated from the fact that it's not clear. So over here, machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So Ditanya, let's restart this. Ditanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nazir Shimshon Mutar Latam LaMesim. Shekei Matzina B'Shimshon Shenidma. So Rabbi Yehuda says, like Hedi, like the he was Matam LaMes. It must be that that Nazir Shimshon is Matam LaMes. And Rabbi Shimon Omer Homer Nazir Shimshon Lo Amar Klum. Shalom Matzina B'Shimshon Shiyatsa Nazirus Mipiv. And Rabbi Shimon says that if you are that if you say Nazir Shimshon, you've said nothing. Shimshon himself never himself declared himself to be a Nazir. Okay, this shita of Rabbi Shimon, we're really going to spend more time on in tomorrow's daf. Okay, so and when you hear it, it sounds strange. Rabbi Shimon is telling us that there's no such animal as Nazir Shimshon. Okay, so money. So now that I know these two positions, I'm going to go back to our Mishnah. Let's plug in. Our Mishnah is representing which position? So money, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afilu Chatchila. Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, can a Nazir Shimshon become Tamei? The answer is yes. Our Mishnah says that if a Nazir Shimshon becomes Tamei, he doesn't have to bring Karbanos. When you read our Mishnah, what are you hearing? Shouldn't do it. But if you do it, you don't have to bring a Karban. Well, that's not Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Nazir Shimshon is a Nazir, and is perfectly allowed to become Tamei Lameis. That's hard to fit into our Mishnah. And then, Umasis and Katani im Nidma, I'm sorry, Umasis and Katani im Nidma. I should have read that. And our Mishnah doesn't sound that way. And E, Rabbi Shimon, Homer lo Chayla la Nizir's Klal. And now, is our Mishnah going like Rabbi Shimon? The answer is no way. There's no way our Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says there's no animal of Nazir Shimshon. So our Mishnah is clearly not espousing the view of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so la'olam Rabbi Yehudahi. So the Gemara says, well, look, we're gonna and don't suggest that our Mishnah is really a third opinion. That's too much. I know the Gemara doesn't make that point, but generally speaking, that's the thought process of the Gemara. Meaning, what we don't want to do is we don't want to expand machlokesim. If we have a machlokes, we're going to fit the Mishnah into one of the two positions that we have. It's not. The Gemara's interest to go ahead and generate a third position. So, la'olam Rabbi Yehudahi. So really, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And I did diktani gabi nazir olam im nitma tana na gabi nazir shimshon im nitma. And then what bothers you? The text of the Mishnah of im nitma. So what the Gemara says is, I know, don't get caught up in that. Because you know the Mishnah always looks for parallel structure. And so when the Mishnah describes nazir olam im nitma, so therefore, the Mishnah is going to be using the same language for Nazir Shimshon, Ibn Nidma. But the truth of the matter is that our Mishnah is expressing the viewpoint of Rabbi Yehuda. I know the Mishnah says Ibn Nidma, but really the truth of the matter is, there's no problem with Tumah whatsoever if you're Nazir Shimshon. Okay. Lema beplukta dahani tanai kemiflagi. Okay, so now, could it be that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are fitting into the following machlokas, which is the following, Danan. Hare alai kebechor. Okay, hopefully this should sound familiar. We did this in Nedarim, right? Two times today we're going to be just absolutely copying and pasting from Nedarim. Here's our first time today. So, and that is that I'm doing a hatfasa of a neder. And remember, in order to do hatfasa, I have to compare this item to something which is a davar hanador. In other words, if I'm comparing something to a carbon, I have to compare it to a carbon where it started off as chulin and then I was makdish it and then becomes a carbon. And this should be just like that. What if I do the comparison to a bechor? Now, bechor is a carbon, no question about it. Were you makdish it? No. The moment it comes out first born from its mother, it's a bechor. So is it a davar hanador? What do we know? It's machlokis. So arei like a bechor, Rabbi Yaakov Osa, Rabbi Yossi Matir. So is this a proper atfasa? It's a machlokis tanaim. So my love, Rabbi Yehuda Sava like a Rabbi Yaakov, Darma lo be'inan davar hanidar. And Rabbi Shimon Savalak, Rabbi Yossi Dam Rabin and Davar Hanidar. And so the Gemara, fascinating, interesting, now tries to make an alignment. Meaning that according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, is there another Shimshon? Sure, there's another Shimshon. Did he himself dedicate himself to becoming a Nazir? No. And if I now want to go ahead and compare myself to Shimshon, do I become a Nazir? Yes. So maybe Rav Yehuda is of the position that just like by the Bechor didn't do anything. And yet when I compare something to a Bechor, it becomes a neder. Same thing with me, a Nazir Shimshon. And then Rabbi Shimon on the other side said, no, that in order for me to become a Nazir, I have to compare to somebody who himself dedicated himself to becoming a Nazir, and Shimshon is not that person. So maybe an alignment can be made between these two shitas. The Gemara says, no. Lo dekule amma binin davar hanidar. No, everyone's of the position that in order for a neder to be successful, it has to be davar hanidar. Vishani gabe bechor dichsiv be'la Hashem l'rabbos as a bechor. And as far as the bechor is concerned, when I do a hatfasa to a bechor, does it become a neder? So the machlokus over here is whether or not we have the drasha, we don't have a drasha. Meaning it's a drasha-based machlokus. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, he has a drasha for a ribui to include Bechor. And Rabbi Yossi, Amalacha, hu la'ashem, mi'bai le'i l'rabbos chatas v'ashem. Ma reis l'rabbos chatas v'ashem, lo'otzi tza Bechor, marba, ani chatas v'ashem, shekein matfisa b'neder. U'motzi ani yasa Bechor, shekein matfisa b'neder. So as far as Rabbi Yossi is concerned, I know I have the word la'ashem. The Hashem is coming to tell me about Chatas and Hashem. Why? Because here it is very simple. When it comes to Chatas and Hashem, what's the genesis of Chatas and Hashem? It was a chulin animal, and I was makdish it. And now when I compare anything to a Chatas or an Hashem, I'm saying the same thing. It was chulin, and now I'm making it usher to me via neder. But not Bechor, because the Bechor is born with Kedusha. And Rabbi Yaakov, Amalacha Bechor, Nami Matfisa Beneder Udetanya. And according to Rabbi Yaakov, Bechor also is done via Hatfasa. What does that mean, Bechor is done via Hatfasa? So the Gemara says, we have the following brisa. Shall base Rabbeinu Amr, minayin lanola lo Bechor betoch hedro. Shemitzvah alav lahakdisho, shenemar azachar takdish. When you have a Bechor born in your flock, what do? You sanctify it. And you're makdish it. Even though it was born with Kedusha. And Rabbi Yossi, amalacha nehid mitzvah lahakdisho, ilo makdish lemi, ilo kadish. And what Rabbi Yossi will just look at you and say is, okay, I know there's a mitzvah to be makdish it, but did you actually sanctify it? No. You did a mitzvah called, I'm going to be makdish my Bechor. But even without me being makdish it, it still has Kedusha. So therefore, you can't compare it to a chatas and an asham. A chatas and an asham and any other carbon, really, for that matter, where it starts off as chulin and then I'm makdish it, I'm really giving it a status change. Unlike Bechor, I know there is this mitzvah that's hard to put my finger on, that I have to be makdish the Bechor, but that's independent of the fact that the animal is actually born with Kedusha. So it's not, you can't compare the two. Okay, so Gabi Nazir Nami Aksiv La Hashem. So the Gemara says, okay, so what did we just learn together? That the machlok is between Rabbi Yossi and, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov. Thank you. The machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov regarding Hatfasa by Bechor has nothing to do with Nazir Shimshon. It's totally independent of Nazir Shimshon. So now, with that stated, and they're arguing about whether Hashem is a ribui or not a ribui. The Gemara says, okay, but it says La Hashem by Nazir, so Gabi Nazir namiksiv La Hashem. How me by lelechidetanya? The fact that it says Lashem by a Nazir, that's coming to tell me a separate point altogether. And that is the following second time today that it's cut and paste from, or copy and paste from Nedarim. And that is that there, the Lahashem mentioned by Nazir is talking about when a person becomes a Nazir, it has to be Lishma. You have to have really proper mind and proper intentions. I'm Rishimon HaTzadik. So here, second time, in the last 3 months, 4 months, that we get to see this Gemara together. And we're gonna go through it right now, and this is how we're gonna end today. Shimon HaTzadik, just a quick background, we all know, Shimon HaTzadik was Shayari Knesset HaGedola, right? The beginning of Bayis Sheni started with Anshei Knesset HaGedola, men of the great assembly. So there were a number of Talmidei Chachamim and Nevi'im who basically launched the second Beis HaMikdash. But really, at that point in time, that was the end of Nevuah. Nevuah came to an end at that point in time, right? No Sifrei Tanakh were written after that point in time. V'chule, v'chule, et cetera, et cetera. So, but with all that stated, so the last of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola was Shimon HaTzadik. And he was a Kohen Gadol that took us through, if I'm not mistaken, 40 years of the second Beis HaMikdash. The first 40 years of Bayis Sheni was Shimon HaTzadik. So, Amar Shimon HaTzadik, Mi'amai lo achalti Hashem Nazir, Tamei Chutz Mi'Adam Echad. Okay, so how often was there a Nazir during that time? I don't know. I assume they were out there. And if a Nazir becomes Tamei, we went over this already, but this is only day 3 of the Masechta. So forgiveness if you don't remember all this. So so if you're a Nazir and you become Tamei, what do you have to do? You have to become Tar and you have to bring 3 karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. A pair of birds, chatas and ola, and an asham animal. Now the asham animal, what do you do with it? So you shecht it and the Kohanim eat the asham, right? As per the regular rules of a karban asham. Shimon HaTzadik says that, you know, anytime a Nazir would be coming, because he became Tamei, and bring his karbanos, I'd let other Kohanim eat it, I wouldn't eat it. Why? So Shimon HaTzadik was always concerned that when you had a Nazir who becomes Tamei, so now he's filled with regret. And really now I have to restart again, and oh my gosh, I shouldn't have done this whole Nazir thing. And with that fill of regret, so what comes with it is, maybe these karbanos aren't actual karbanos, because maybe he's mischaret on his original original dedication to becoming a Nazir. Okay, so Shimon HaTzadik allowed. I know it's a funny position, but basically he was machmir. He allowed other kohanim to eat the asham of Nazirim. There was one occasion where he believed this Nazir is the real deal. This guy's legit. Shabbai Laiman Adarim, now he's describing a Nazir who comes from the south, Yafeinayim Vitov Ro'i Kvutzosav, Sedurim Lo Tal Talim. Beautiful, like a really handsome individual. Amarti Lo Bini Maritza Le Shachis Sear Na'e Ze. And so I asked him a simple question. Right, you're an outstandingly good-looking individual. And now you became a Nazir only to destroy your hair? Like, what were you thinking? Amar Li Ro'e Hayisi La'avi Bi'iri. So he says, I was a shepherd for my father in my hometown. And one day I was drawing water. And so what did I get to do? I got to see my reflection. We have things called mirrors. Okay, back in the good old days, they had water. And what I saw my reflection. And so my Yetzirah got the best of me because I actually got to see how good looking I was. And now I'm seeing how handsome I was, so my Yetzirah grew. And I knew at that point in time I had to tame it. Amarti lo reka mimnei ma'ata mizgah ba'olam she'eino shelcha she'sof chalios rima v'sola'a. So and now I'm fighting with my Yetzirah. And I'm telling my Yetzirah, you know, don't indulge. You know, in a short amount of time we're going to be back in the earth. Sorry, it's the truth. So we're going to be back in the earth and we're going to be maggot fodder. So and so at that point in time, and now even to further tame my Yetzirah, so I dedicated myself to becoming a Nazir. Okay, and so this is now this Nazir's description to Shimon HaTzadik. Amarati v'nashakti al rosho. So Shimon HaTzadik describes that at that point in time he stood up, he kissed him on his head. Amarati lo kamoscha yirbu nizir b'Yisrael. Right, there should be more like you, meaning you are a prototype model of what it means to be a Nazir. Your L'shem Shamayim is outstanding. Alecha akasav omer ishki afli lindor neder nazir lazir. And here we go. La Hashem. Meaning absolutely. You are absolutely La Hashem, meaning it is you're absolutely L'shem Shamayim. That's the right reason to become a Nazir, and more people should be like you. So in other words, that was a long answer to a simple question. Once we know La Hashem by the Bechor is a Ribui, and I'm sorry, once we know La Hashem by Nedarim is a Ribui, and when is it coming to be Marbe? Is it coming to be Marbe the Chatas, the Asha, maybe even the Bechor, and Machlokes HaTanaim? What do we do with the La Hashem by Nazir? And the answer is L'Shem Shamayim. The Gemara gave us a beautiful answer, a long answer, but the answer is L'Shem Shamayim. Good. Okay. We're going to stop over here. We're going to start tomorrow with Shimshon. Okay, homework for tonight. Read chapters. Oh God! When I start sounding like a teacher. So homework for tonight is read chapters 13, 14, 15, 16. So 4 parakim and Sefer Shoftim. No big deal. So the and really you'll be much better prepared. I'll be much better prepared for tomorrow by reading those parakim. Okay, right. Some of them, right? Yud Gimel is a haftorah, right? Okay. Anyway, I think I'm right about that. Okay. Anyway, right? Is it for Nasa? Okay. Good. Anyway, let's. Oh, God bless you. So the let's quickly recap. Let's go over our daf today. Okay. Let's break it down to three separate points. Number one is that if I declare myself to be a Nazir and I only give one of the three examples of what it means to be a Nazir, do I become a Nazir in total? The answer is yes. Now, with that, we also learned today it's a machlokas tanayim between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon, and the back and forth between how does each get to their position. But the bottom line is yes. Okay, number two, you say you're going to be Nazir Shimshon. How do you have to make that declaration? What do you have to say in order so that you're clear that you're going to be Nazir Shimshon? So the Mishnah gave us five examples, but really it's three, then a fourth, and then a fifth. If you understood that. And then finally, there are two indefinite Naziris. There's Nazir Olam and there's Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Olam, very similar to one another, but not exactly the same. Nazir Olam is an indefinite Nazir who we're going to treat like a Nazir who's termed. I know it sounds weird. So that means to say that, let's say, Nazir Olam, you want to get a haircut. You can bring your Karbanos, even though it doesn't conclude your Naziris. You'll continue afterwards. You become Tamei Meis, you'll bring your Karbanos, your Karban Tumas Nazir. But then afterwards, you're going to continue becoming, just going through Nazir. So it is it's a Nazir without terms, but treated like term. And then there's Nazir Shimshon, which is Mamish, you're a Nazir indefinitely. Now, Nazir Shimshon, now we noted two things. Number one, no haircuts, never, no trimming. However, it's a machlokas, I'm sorry. However, you can be Tamei Lameis. Good. That Shita is Rabbi Yehuda, and what the Gemara did is it read Rabbi Yehuda Shita into our Mishnah. Good. And then, we also learned today that there's another Shita, Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon's of the position, no such thing as Nazir Shimshon. No such thing. Meaning you say you're Nazir Shimshon, you're not a Nazir. Because Shimshon wasn't a Nazir. Okay. Tomorrow, what we'll do, it's literally the opening line of tomorrow, is the Gemara is going to ask, what? Shimshon wasn't the Nazir? How does Rabbi Shimon's position read into the Pesukim? Good, that's where we start tomorrow. And then what the Gemara did on the Amud Beis, most of the Amud Beis we occupied ourselves with, understanding this Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, you say you're a Nazir Shimshon, are you a Nazir, yes or no? And the question then becomes, maybe this Machlokas parallels another Machlokas regarding Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov, where you do a Hatfasa of a Neder through a Bechor. Sounds similar. Maybe it's a parallel machlokas. The Gemara says, no, it's not. Adkan.